I will bounce you.
Oh, I said, shush. Jesus.
Oh, no,
you don't like that music. Sorry.
Do over.
There we go.
Ooh,
it's the Uncle Vigilante show with Ab. This is his music. Screw that other.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Feel it? Feeling it?
It's me rocking.
All right.
Rocking.
Uncle V is right out of the gate. You can't contain this guy.
No, you can't.
He is on fire. Fire. This is the Fakeologist show. It is, what day is it? It's Tuesday, March 28, 2023. This is Tuesday. This is when we convene with Uncle Vigilante, who is the sponsor of FakoTube, fakotube.com. Lots of information about FakoTube today. Oh, man.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
So much information. I got Died Suddenly news information as well. Tiago. We're going to talk about Max Freeman's appearance. We're going to talk about all the audio chats. Are we gonna fit this into an hour? We gotta talk fast.
As long as I can talk about the chief admonishment officer and the chief bloviation officer, I don't care what else we talk about.
Oh my god. Okay, let's cut the intro music. Hello, Uncle Vigilante. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Are we gonna take calls tonight? I can open or close the phone lines. It's up to you.
Always down for taking calls.
Unless it's johnlebon.com. Then we'll just leave them on hold.
Oh, there you go. I go to bed listening to your stuff, and
oh my
I was
God,
listening
that's so
to
honored.
The live stream with and John LeBon was on and with Max Freeman. What a great live stream you did with
you're
Max
too Freeman. Kind. I think you're just biased. You're just blowing smoke.
No, I'm not. I literally have invested, gosh, I think it's over 500 hours of content, most of them being with Max Freeman on the line.
Okay.
And so I'm always the one doing the thinking about what I'm going to be asking next versus just sitting back listening to him.
Right, okay.
Interestingly enough, right?
Yeah, it's different when you're a host. You can't always listen.
I was able to just sit back and enjoy, and I'm like, man, there's a reason why we joke around that he's Max GPT, because there isn't anything that you can ask him that he doesn't have just an expedient answer. And it's not just a bloviation answer.
Yeah.
It's an answer with meat on the potatoes. Wait.
meat on the plate. Well, yeah. And it's because I was listening to a couple of your latest interviews with him that I thought, man, this guy's got to be responsible for half of the price of Epic at least.
Yeah, he was full of shit when he was saying 3%.
Because I thought, that's the problem with cryptos. There's no one to talk to about it. And I really don't know, other than the different names, what's really behind all these other currencies. We just have a lot of hype. We don't know anything about them. And that's what makes them kind of crazy.
If you've heard about it, it's most likely pay to play.
I know. So that's not good. That's not good.
Especially if it's not one of the majors, you know, but if it's just all of a sudden you start hearing about, you know, yellow sticky coin, you know, I'm looking at my yellow sticky pad here.
Yeah. There's so many 22,000 cryptos. We don't know anything about them. We know about Bitcoin because everyone talks about it, but those are just people pumping it up on YouTube as well. They're not really talking any specifics.
Yeah, we've learned so much, Ab. It is all pay per play.
Yeah.
Even these YouTube influencers,
they're all paid.
Rare do you find somebody who just authentically goes out and does their own work and then starts talking about a coin. No, if they have anything over, I would say, you know, maybe five.
Oh, my machine just went dumpy. Oh, what happened to my machine? Oh, hold on. Sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on here. I just went for a dump. What? Sorry, my machine just went for a massive dump. I have no idea why, so hopefully you're still there.
I'm here. So are we still live streaming?
We are. Every time I'm trying to do something, it's just frying my machine. Hello.
Are we streaming?
I think we might be. We might have to start over because my machine is going cuckoo right now. Hold on.
I'm down.
What the hey-ho? I'm having issues right now.
I'm good.
But you're still there. You're not. Well, you're not lost. But all my windows went for a crapola.
Yeah. No. I see myself speaking, but that's just it. You know, when I talk, the little circle around myself gets bigger.
Now, hold on a sec. Sorry, everyone who's listening. Is anyone listening?
I don't know. Depends if you're live streaming.
It blew away some of my captions. Let's put that back. Okay, hold on. Window. Where in the hey-ho is the window here for my... hold on a sec. Let's get the screens back. Sorry about this. This is bull crap.
Can you look on FakoTube to see if it's still live streaming?
Yeah, as soon as I can get over there, I will.
You know,
it's just that my Brave browser went for a crap. You're
asking you, and I could do that.
Brave browser not responding. Okay, let me just close Brave browser, so I'll have to reboot everything. It's a good thing you're not in the Brave browser.
I am not.
You're in the Chrome browser, because Restream stopped working properly in the Chrome browser.
Well, let's just listen in and see if...
No, we're good. We're still connected. See, that's the beauty. We're still connected.
No, it looks just kind of like a black screen. Well, it's chugging.
I don't have my... Now I'm going to share the screen.
Oh,
okay. Now it's back. Well, there you go.
Do you need to check anymore?
We're here. I think we're good. You can check. Everyone can check. Check.
On nothing's happening on FakoTube.
Okay.
You just want to do a control alt delete and start over.
I want to delete everything. My God, what's going on here? Everything should work, but just give her a sec. Yeah, it's still live on FakoTube. I see it live. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Sorry about that. I think the Brave browser brought me down. There's 11 people watching on the Brave browser.
Okay.
And there's the one on YouTube and one on DLive. Let me give a quick update, by the way. I wanted to change my plan on Restream, and they said, sure, fine, no problem. Cause I wanted to go on to Rumble and Odyssey as an addition, but they said fine. And then they said, we can't figure it out. I said, well, why would you offer it to me then, for God's sakes? So it's been 5 days later. They said, we're still working on it. So I have no idea what that means. But anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. Cause I think we're okay now.
So I only have one question, Ab.
Yeah.
FakoTube.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Epic Cash. Right.
Well, it's really by Uncle Vigilante, let's be honest.
Okay, let me ask you another question. When is that sponsorship up? It's like 6 months, right?
Because you paid for a year. Isn't it funny? Because I was kind of thinking about it. I think it was around May, but I don't even know where to find a transaction. And so it's just based on our memories.
Well, that's because Epic Cash.
I know.
There are no transactions.
I know. So I really...
Invisible.
I don't even really know, you know, when we got this going. It seems to me May, because May was when it expired.
I think May.
With one of the past. Yeah. I remember the last sponsor. I don't even think I could use his name, because I think he wanted to be anonymous. So I'll just be careful and just say it's anonymous.
Was he the BTC butt boy who...
He sent me BTC, but no, yeah, you're right. He was a BTC guy, but he...
But he wanted me... He sent it to you to support, just so that you didn't talk about Epic Cash.
Oh, probably. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So but
he didn't want to be named. No, I don't want to say screw. Come on. Let's be charitable. Epic people are charitable.
I know we are. So why is he trying to shut us down? We've only grown 2,000% a year over the last 3 years. Sorry.
I know.
Not sorry.
I know. Okay, where were we? So we like Max. Max speaks well.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't finished.
Yeah, where were we when we were cut off?
I want to pre-commit come May. I want to sponsor the next year. I'm just going on record right now.
Oh, that's really kind of you.
I love me some Ab the Fakeologist.
Nice. Thank you, Uncle V.
Yep, you're welcome.
Whoa, that's great. We don't have to beg in the streets in May.
No, you don't. So yeah, Max Freeman was on your show, and it was just such a pleasure to listen to both of you.
Thank you.
And I enjoyed John Laban calling in. And I know that he at first I thought, oh my God,
I know. LeBron
being a big dick, because he's being behaving like, you know, he's just playing.
Well, with do you know the background of what happened that day?
Let me finish my thought before he takes it out of context. John, when I was listening to you and you were just all rah-rah at the beginning, I thought he is being so disingenuous.
Yeah, I thought that too.
I don't know if Max is picking up on this.
That's what I felt. I felt it.
Yep. And I think he probably was.
Okay.
But I believe, kind of like all of us, the more he heard Max speak, and Max just, he answers any questions that's asked and usually answers it really well. And I think I kind of heard John turning the corner and actually maybe respecting Max a little bit and respecting the answers and thinking that Max is a pretty good guy. And then I think when he flipped and he started talking about the Epic that he has and that he hasn't sold, I really think he, you know, started listening to Max. And then maybe inside his mind, his big old mind, maybe he was thinking, wow, if Max is even just, you know, 10% of the way there, correct, this could be a big deal. So anyway, I know you sent him 33, and it just bothered me. I was like, 533, I don't like that. Yeah, so I sent him 44 this morning, so he'd be at 577, because I was he needs to be 577. I just like that number better, because 33, that would mean he's a Mason, man.
All right. Well, what's 77 mean? He's a plane crashing into one of the World Trade Centers? Oh, which planes were those anyway? 77.
I don't know.
I forget where that one went.
Like, rhymes with heaven, you know.
Yeah. Seven's code, Dave J.
DJ, don't bring death into this. You know, Dave J is... He is, so you...
Oh, 77 was the Pentagon. Okay.
You he's part of a corporation, don't you, Dave J?
No. And
same with Dodo. Yeah, because I can tell by their titles. Dave J, he's the CAO, and Dodo is the CBO,
Well, what do they stand for? I know that's the next question.
Well, I swear...
I'm quick.
I never heard a man so desperate for attention more than Dave J until ... I heard the CBO, Dodo, who's like a talking cartoon. Chief Bloviation Officer is CBO, and CAO is Chief Admonishment Officer. That dude just lives like he's a praying mantis, just waiting for somebody to say anything that he can say. No, go, don't. I'm going to bounce you. Bounce, bounce. Yeah.
It's just like, what was his upbringing like? Did he have a father that was just
His father hated him.
Oh, boy.
Are
you bringing hate into the room? Is that allowed?
hold on, Dave J. Excuse me a minute. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to bounce because I don't want you to yell at me and get mad. Sorry, guys. I'm bouncing. All right, I'm back. I paid my bounce penance. No, it's... Gosh. I mean, you've had those two dudes on for like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get the hours out of my life over the last 2 weeks.
I haven't even listened to that show, so are you telling me I shouldn't?
No, don't. Okay. Don't. It's just a joke. Matter of fact, this morning I was like, that Ab, man, he's the smartest one in the room. He just didn't show up. He lets them just talk and talk and talk. But what happens is, like, Dave J., is just looking for any reason to trounce, right? And then, so the first one...
Trounce or pounce?
It's like trounce. I thought Tigger trounced.
Yeah.
Maybe he pounced.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying. But Dodo, the chief loviation officer, he just talks to hear himself talk. But at some point in time, he'll say something that Dave J doesn't like. So Dave J just rips his head off and shits down his throat, you know? So the second time, it was so funny because I think they all, after the first time they were on together, when they got on the second time, they were like playing nice at the beginning. They were just like, you know, oh, hey, let's kiss and make up. They didn't say that, but it was just in how they were engaging with each other, just being nice and everything. And I was like, I wonder how long this is going to last. I literally had that thought. Within 10, 15 minutes, Dodo said something that pissed Dave off. And
so
Dave,
you were waiting. You were engaged.
A new one. And I'm just like, yes, I wish I had odds on that.
Oh,
I wish.
Oh, see, you were waiting for that. So Dave performs for you.
Well, you know,
you're a fan. Admit it.
Dave J, I love it when you rip people's heads off.
Oh, of course.
On their throat. And Dodo, I love it when you just, you're funny. You crack me up. Your cadence and your voice and how you just pontificate and bloviate. Look, I'm not trying to be mean, guys, but come on.
Get to the point.
Yeah. It's just like,
and just we Dodo, I told you 10 years ago, get a microphone. Stop yelling into a distant laptop.
Yes.
Annoying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know we like good audio. Nothing's changed. 10 years later, you can't find $30 to get a headset.
Speakerphone,
yeah,
right?
It's no good. It's a laptop, which has a tiny little mic somewhere near the bottom behind the battery. Yeah. It's no good, man.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, it was good comedic relief.
Okay, you got entertained. You got your money's worth.
I did. I got my money's worth.
It's not on FakoTube, that show. You have to go to fakeologist.com. /blog. So it's not like you're sponsoring it, so you don't have to exercise any kind of editorial influence or control.
And put a warning. This is a talking cartoon. Would be my warning. So
Max was good. And like I said, there's no one else talking about any crypto that I know of from a design and implementation. No. None of that. So everyone is just buying air as far as I'm concerned.
100%. I mean, anybody out there listening to this, prove us wrong.
Yeah.
Prove us wrong. Anthony Stark is in the house.
Does Max have a backup? Because without Max, I'm worried about the price of pick, if he just... We know what happened when Jeff Berwick kind of stopped talking about R. It just... It's bricks called, and never bounced. Didn't even have a dead cat bounce, did it?
It's called key man insurance. We do not have key man insurance on Max, but that dude is a tireless workhorse.
Yeah, he said 110 hours a week or something.
Look,
are there 110 hours in a week?
I kid you not. So here's my cadence, right? I'll go and I'll settle in and maybe start watching some TV in my recliner about 9:30. And inevitably, because I sleep horribly, inevitably I'll fall asleep in my recliner and then I'll wake up like an hour later and I'll be like, okay, it's time to go to bed. And I'll check my Telegram and there's Max. He's just, he's engaging. And then I'll be like, okay, so I'll go to bed. Now, I can go to sleep these days now pretty well. It used to be, I had to have sleeping
meds. No Ambien?
I used to, but I kicked that habit. So I am like free of all medications and I go to sleep right away, but I wake up like in 2 hours, 3 hours. And that's, and lately last few nights, it's just like, finally, I toss and turn and I'm like, screw it. I'll get up. So I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I, go and I'll check into email and my football, websites and things like that. And then I'll check Telegram and there's Max Freeman. The guy, I don't know when he sleeps. I really don't. But he's a force of nature for sure.
And very knowledgeable. And you need more of that if you're trying to get others involved in something. Because if someone is just pushing it without any kind of knowledge or just understanding what the heck is going on with the crypto, then so he's really important is my point. And that's why I decided to have him on.
And no, that was great.
Originally, I was going to have him on anyway, but John the Bond was supposed to show up at 2 p.m. Sunday, which is the middle of my day, and the sun was out for the first time in months. So I was out working on my car, wrecking it, actually. He was supposed to be on, but he never got back to me for the week before or even the hour before or the 6 hours before. So I figured he's gonna bail anyway. So then, of course, I called Max. And I said, hey, listen, I know this is last minute, but if you want to come on tonight, that'd be great. Otherwise, any time during the week is fine, too. And he said he'll come on in the evening. So that was great. And awesome. Then in the middle of the show, John the Bond starts calling in. So I thought, okay, what do you, because John the Bond emailed me while I was talking to Max and said, I'm ready. I can come on at 9 o'clock, as if I'm just waiting to do a show for him. But I was already talking to Max.
Oh, right.
So then yeah. John started calling. He said, well, does he know I'm doing a show, or is he paying any attention? Because I can't really take a call explaining where he was when I'm talking to Max. But then I asked Max if he wanted to take a call from John the Bond, because I guess they know each other.
Yeah.
So Max said, fine. So then I was prepared for any kind of interruption at that point. So that's what happened. So anyway, it's very strange.
Very enjoyable. And
thank you.
You know, tomorrow evening, so tomorrow is Wednesday. So yeah. I do a noon live stream, noon Eastern time. And Max is going to be on, and we're going to have a really good show tomorrow. Lots of updates.
That's on YouTube.
Yep.
Uncle Vigilante on YouTube.
Tomorrow evening, I'm having an emergency broadcast.
Oh, wow.
7 p.m. Eastern time, and it's going to be awesome. It's this gentleman is going to be calling in from the UK, who has lots of questions for Max.
All right.
And so I know what the questions are, but I did not share them with Max at all. As God is my witness, I'm not sharing it, because it's going to be it's going to be titled "You Have Questions." Max GPT has answers. It's going to be all about Max GPT. The thumbnail that we have for it is so great.
Yeah, you're Mr. Thumbnail.
You just have to tune in. Well, shout out to Monkman and Manhattan. They are just crazy. The thumbnails are going to get better and better and better and better.
Oh, you don't do the thumbnails?
No, I have a team now, a team of just studs. Well, two people, Manhattan and Monkman. And Monkman is just, he's been, ever since I've been around, Monkman is like a genius memer. And so those two, I give them the title, and then they create the, it's always good. But what I did yesterday morning is I videotaped myself, like literally just, I changed outfits. I was doing goofy shit. I'm just looking into my teleprompter, which is, you know, recording.
You got to wear face paint like Jeff Vigilante.
Oh, it's horrible. I want to talk about that in a minute. But,
you are.
Basically, I made all kinds of faces. So anyway, it's just pure fodder.
So none of these are yours. Someone's doing all this for you here.
Yeah. The ones that, I mean, you can tell a style.
Yeah. These are him probably, right?
Yeah, it's close up of me and silhouetted and stuff like
that. They're really good.
Yeah, they're really fantastic. So
yeah, they're great.
So tomorrow evening, just even to tune in to see the Chat GPT, I mean the Max GPT thumbnail. That's a must.
So you didn't do this one because this one doesn't have a thumbnail. This is just
not yet. So that's one to where that was the most recent live stream.
Yeah.
And I haven't given them the instruction yet because.
You tell them what to put in there.
Yeah. Plus, they were running out of content, which is why I did all the recordings yesterday.
Nice.
Because they're like, you know, okay, Uncle V, you've got, we're using the same, you know, ones over and over.
I still think you should be Uncle Epic.
Yeah, I socialized that with a group, and everybody shit on it.
Oh, they said, to hell with them. What do they know about marketing?
Said, Uncle Vigilante, it has a story, and to pivot now would be, you know, rebranding nightmare A, and B, it would, it seems wonky.
You're still Uncle Odd to me, so I don't care what you call yourself.
That's true. I feel like I'm Uncle V, but if you want to call me Uncle E, I know that John LeBond refers to me as Uncle Epic. So,
oh, does he? Oh, wow! Yeah. Did he steal that from me, or that's on his own? He got that.
Well, it was on your show that I was hearing him.
Oh, okay.
He is Uncle Epic.
All right, so I'll call you Uncle Epic then. That's my idea.
Okay.
I copyright stamp and
Stampsy.
So what about Jeff and the face paint? Did you?
I did not watch that, but I saw a picture of him.
All right.
It's
because of his daughter's Senko 15-year-old thingy, so they dress up with the paint and whatnot. So something like that. But you weren't mentioned on that show, but you've been mentioned on the last couple, not by name, but just by implication. So he's watching you. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, this is the nutty thing. Even if he didn't like what happened and your reaction, if Epic is a true privacy coin, which by all accounts it is, why the hell wouldn't he just mention it at least in passing as a solution to all the problems that he says the world's facing?
You really have to ask why?
Yeah, well, I know, but if he was sincere, he would, wouldn't he?
If he was sincere,
yeah.
But they're furthest thing from sincere. It's not in their business model. It's just not.
Yeah.
You know, it's
they really combing the world looking for the best of investments, whether it be silver, gold, mining, crypto?
No.
But that is pretty standard with brokerage houses too. They always push whatever stock that they're IPOing. They're not sincere either, are they?
100%. This is I've learned a lot over the last couple of years, and especially since I got knee deep into, you know, we're all volunteers, but the leadership group of volunteers, and where we vet out, you know, these different opportunities to be able to then raise money from the community to get listed on CoinStore or Change Now or whatever.
Yeah, maybe they're going to block you guys because you're too good.
And you start to see how everything is pay to play.
And it's politics too, huh?
It's politics. It's just, and it, there's so many scammers out there too. Yeah. It's crazy.
SEC loves to hear about scammers because that means they can regulate it. You see?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I have a new. It's so beautiful. Just a simple square image that says "Not today, Satan." And so whenever I get anybody that is obviously trying to scam, you know, DMing me or doing, you know, the Telegram ones that say hello or
hello. Oh, I get all the girls saying hello. Yeah,
all the girls think you're
great.
Hot.
Great info. Hello. I think you should step it up a bit, eh? How about sending a shot or something, you know, even if it's fake? Do anything. Hello is not working.
Are these folks that dumb?
I'm the opposite. You lost me at hello. You know the movie?
Right. But I'm sending back this little, it's just words that just says, you know, not today or not today, Satan.
Like, I just ignore it. I don't waste a single keystroke.
Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of Telegram, for some reason, so I tried to turn Telegram off on my phone from notifying me because I'm a member of about 100 groups.
Yeah.
And I even turned off, you know, when someone pins a message in I turn that off too, but it won't turn off. So I keep getting pinged by people pinning. So I got something pinned in the Died Suddenly group.
Okay.
With Tiago's name on it. I thought, oh, okay. Well, I guess since I have to clear it, I'll go look at it, you know. Most of my notifications on my phone are off. So I went over and looked at it, and I don't know who started the Died Suddenly group. It has 10,000 members on Telegram, and maybe you'll bring it up. So then I found the pinned message, and it was the last message in the group. And basically, it's people wondering where the hell Tiago's gone with the 50K. You're speaking of scammers. So I thought I should at least address it because I know I was talking to Tiago, and I did mention occasionally, maybe every time, that he had a Give, Send, Go. I personally didn't donate anything, and I never really said donate it. And I do remember, maybe not emphatically enough, I was saying that it doesn't really make sense to build another platform, but if you guys want to try, you know, go for it. And I even help Velocet. I just literally connected the two with an email. I didn't pump anything. Yeah. I said, Velocet's helped me, so maybe it can help you. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I should be held to account for any of that, because I was really just interested in the group on Facebook and talking to the apparently tens or hundreds of thousands of people in the Facebook group. That was my angle. It was never to raise money, because as a tech guy, I thought it was not a great idea. Reinventing the wheel isn't going to work. Even if you have the best platform in the world, people aren't going to go for it because that's just not how software works.
Yep.
The best platform is not the necessarily where everyone is. It just isn't. That's just how it works. You know that from business. Just building a better mousetrap does not always work.
Yeah.
And we kind of understand that when we talk to Max from Epic, because why isn't everyone pounding a pathway to Epic? And he explained it. It's because they have no advertising budget, marketing budget. We're volunteers. So that's why.
Yep.
So anyway, I thought I'd bring up the Telegram. We can look at it for just a sec. I'll look at my Telegram.
So the pinned message, you referred to him, but did it give any clues as to what the hell, where is he? Or
no, a lot of people think they should rename the Telegram group "Where's Tiago?" You know, like "Where's Waldo?"
Oh, that's a great idea.
So I don't know who started the group. I don't know who the admin is. I haven't looked into it.
You can see the owner.
I could, but I was just looking at all the words Tiago. So I just did a search. I don't know if you can see this for the word Tiago.
But that's fine.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to go to Died Suddenly News on Telegram, they can find it. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, number 2.
He's 50 grand and then disappeared?
Well, yeah, so I went to look up, based on my notes, my show notes from the Tiago shows from the Fakeologist, and when I went to the link to the Give, Send, Go, not GoFundMe, it's dead. It's dead, Jim. So I'll bring that up as well. So it's gone. It's gone off the Give, Send, Go site. So I'll bring it up here at archive.org, you know that site. And the last snapshot from archive.org, it got to $50,949.
I was doing GoFundMe, and I was just for shits and giggles. I was like, I wonder if I put in Go,
F-U,
you know what?
F-U-C-K-O. Well, that's what we feel about it, isn't it?
.com, go,
go fudge me.
GoFudgeMe.com, and Safari can't find the server, but I thought it was a good.
So I'll put a link to show note number 2. That'll be the archive.org, and let me find a link to the Telegram group. If anyone wants to go there, I'll put a link to that if I can find the damn thing. I've got 10,000 members. Let's see here. Add members.
Do we know? See, that's just so weird. Well, first of all, has anybody done the empathetic thing and like give him the benefit of the doubt? And I wonder if he's okay. You know, like did he get?
Well, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's good. Well, I don't know if anyone's been able to find him, really.
Yeah, because to me, he seemed like a normal, legit guy.
Well, yeah, as much as you can know anybody.
Yeah, he seemed authentic, and I didn't smell any kind of rat there.
I don't know if I can add anyone. I can't find the link. You know, I know bloody Telegram is sort of an annoying piece of software. Let me just try one more way to look, because usually the link is at the top where, let's see, view discussion, click. There's no link to it. Let me see one more time. Died Suddenly here. Let's see if I can look here one more time. I can't add a link. So there's no link to it. So he must have turned that off.
That's amazing.
I can add somebody to it, I think. I can add a member. Let's see if I can add you.
No, don't.
So I could add you, but I can't give you the link. So only other people can add. So I won't add you. It says he's the owner of the account. He was last seen on February 12, 2023 on Telegram. So I'm just giving you a heads up, guys. I really had no affiliation other than he was a guest here. And I liked the guy. I still think he was wrong that oil was going to hit $200 next week. He said
BTC was going down to 6,000, I think.
He
was
9,000. He saw a big sell buy order.
That's just going to suck it down. And
That's so, right. So that's all I got for you on that. So if anyone wants to look into it or see if you can hunt him down, I think I called him back in the day for a couple weeks, but I just gave up. I'm not gonna knock myself out to find all these people, but I think that is, let me see if there's a March version on archive.org.
It's a shame.
This campaign is unpublished in March, so it looks like it disappeared at the end of 2022, I think.
Wow. What a shame.
Yeah, so that's that. So, like I said, I don't write, I mean, John LeBond wanted me to recommend an investment to someone I didn't know on the last call, and I said, I don't do that. Really do your own research. If it's for you, if you need financial help, get a financial advisor. But other than that, I don't give investment advice, and I don't necessarily recommend different places to donate money.
Yeah.
Although I do mention it if someone wants to do it, but it's not what I do usually. So there you go.
There you go.
So there's that. What else were we going to talk about? Anything? Jacques Waugh said, I like Thiago. I believed in Thiago. Exactly why I didn't trust Thiago. Learn the trivium. So there you go. That's why he didn't trust him, because he liked and believed him.
Wow.
And he was on Stu Peters, an obvious giveaway. Okay. Well, I don't. Yeah. I gave you my. Yeah, that's the other thing. There was 200,000 subs on Facebook, but we didn't have a lot of caller inners, which was strange.
Right.
But they were, every time we hooked up to that group, though, we kept getting knocked off, to be fair. It kept disconnecting us, so something was actively happening there. But
yeah,
but
that's just crazy.
So that's the past. What else did I say at the beginning that we were going to talk about?
Don't know. Can't remember.
All right. Well, we just ran out of gas like that. Don't make me.
I can tell you something. My wife is really upset. You know, she's Russian.
All right. And, Russian to what?
This is one of those where, like, you and I auto hoax everything, right? Mm-hmm. So she's telling me the story of this man who is raising he's a prominent figure in Russia who's raising a daughter on his own. Wife left them when the little girl was 3 years old. And
that's kind of opposite of the way things work.
Yep. And then the little girl she drew some art in school of Putin it was like in a noose or something like that. So they ended up charging the father and sentenced him to 2 years in prison.
Sorry, who was in the noose? I just got distracted for that 1 second where you gave me the punchline. Who was it?
Some prominent figure in Russia who is not a fan of Putin. So it's anybody in Russia who swims upstream to Putin's narrative, they end up either dead or in jail.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Yana's like, she's like dead serious on all of this. So then she told me that they somehow, for some reason, the guy was sentenced to 2 years, but he wasn't in custody. So when they came to get him, he ran. And now they're hunting him. Mm. But the more she was telling me this, it was just like, I'm like, man, that's made for TV shit. I'm hoaxing this right
okay,
now.
Okay, auto hoax.
I can't do that to my wife, but inside my head, I'm like, man, you know, you've trained us all, Ab. You just, you know, especially when the story gets so juicy, like, you know, he's getting persecuted for artwork that his daughter did, whose mother left at 3 years of age. It's just, everything doesn't add up. So I don't know. I just brought that up because I'm like, yeah, this is Ab the auto hoaxer. So
yeah, it's a little far away for any of us to try and evaluate. And I'm sure there's a lot of Russian expats that look into Russia, but man, that language is impossible for most people to understand.
Oh, I'm looking in the chat. There's an Epic believer looking to buy 40,000 Epic.
All right.
And
what chat are you looking at?
Epic Cash Community.
Oh, are they listening live?
And it says, no, it's just I'm watching them live while we're doing this. And they're saying you have to buy the book up to 8,000 sats to get that many coins, which would put us well over $2. That's awesome.
Yeah, some people are saying they have a bad connection tonight. If the video doesn't work, always try the audio. And if the audio sucks, then we know it's my computer that's crapping out. Fake11.com/stream1 or fake11.com/radio1. Well,
if it's not working, it's fake11.com/radio1.
Stream one.
His equipment shit the bed.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay, I started a new forum on Fakeologist forums, fakeologist.com/forums2. Everyone should go there because I do put a lot of content there when I don't put it on the blog. So I started a new forum called ICE, Active Shooter Events. ICE stands for Integrated Capstone Event. And that was really brought to my attention by the wonderful Sophia Smallstorm, who's actually pretty good on 9/11, but a little off, but it's okay. Mostly she gets it right. So she has a couple of videos, what is an integrated capstone event, and also Sophia Smallstorm, Sandy Hook, and Five Dimensions, which was sort of one of the biggest ICE integrated capstone events ever in 2012. And that happened the year I got into Fakeology. So it was really a fresh one. And
what are they purporting with Sandy Hook?
Well, that it was an integrated capstone event. So it was a simulation and it was promoted as real.
Are you bringing death into the room?
Yeah, well.
Sorry, I was just.
And they have some very active people that are LARPing even to this day, pretending or simulating charging truth speakers like Alex Jones and Jim Fetzer, two people I followed. And it seems like they're very active, whether it's real court drama and real fines. It's really hard for the average person to figure out, but there's just no way once you listen to Sophia Smallstorm or I believe Helbig, and there's a couple other good researchers that have done tons of good work on it. So if you think that's a real event, then you're not going to understand any of the other active shooter events that have happened subsequent, and they are going to ramp them up for sure. I think that now that the coronavirus hoax is kind of run its course. Oh, well, it's run its first course, its first few years, and now we're transitioning into something else. But there was an event in Nashville yesterday. And so I decided, well, I think I better put them in a neat form, and I put them on the forums, and here it is, 3-3 at 33 Burton in Nashville. So this is my contribution. So this is a thread I created.
Okay.
And I'm just bringing in some of the better videos, some of the videos I put on FakeoTube and some Twitter posts. I'm just trying to bring in all the content that I can to just try and keep it in one nice little thread for people to follow. But I think I think most people, if they're still interested in looking into this kind of thing, will see all the hoax codes and all the signs that we're just looking at another ICE integrated capstone event. But
we appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, it's just going to keep going and get even more intense, I would say, over the months and years, especially April. April is sacrifice season for these people, you know, so.
Why is that?
Something to do with just maybe pagan ideas where you sacrifice to the gods to get a good harvest.
Yeah. Okay.
That kind of thing. For a lot of cultures and religions, this is the beginning of the year.
Sky clock kind of. Action.
Well, it's just that it makes sense that life begins usually in April. That's when everything starts to grow. So
yeah.
This is sort of the natural beginning of a year for most people's brains. We've been dormant for so long in the Northern Hemisphere.
True.
This is when life begins. The sun comes out. Sun's out more than 12 hours a day for the most part up north here, and life begins. So I think that has something to do with it.
That could be.
But
when are you moving to Florida, amigo?
I don't know. Well, when you have such a dark winter, we literally had a dark winter. You remember how they were yapping about that last year? Oh, the dark. Well, we had a dark winter. It was really dark if you measure solar. Yeah, my solar production was the lowest ever in January and February.
Interesting. So, hey, let's talk about Chris Sky. Do you think he has a shot?
No.
Why?
Well, I'm going to say maybe. Well, first of all, they're doing their best to exclude him. Like when they listed all the candidates on the lead on the front of the Daily Rag, which I don't think anyone reads, he wasn't even on it. So, wow.
Okay.
So all they can do is ignore him, because if they mention his name, people are going to find him.
Right. Yeah.
But I know a lot of people think he's a grifter, but I just think he gives too much truth to
think he's a grifter.
Yeah, I don't think either. I'm always on the lookout because I have been fooled before. I just don't see it. I know I just think he's spending more time. I really think he does go to get arrested and goes to jail occasionally and gets cleared. And if you didn't have money, you would never be able to resist the state because they just have endless money. And they can.
How he makes his living?
Well, he came from a rich family.
Oh, okay.
In real estate in northern Toronto. So there's lots of people from the Italian group that have been here for 100 years, and they've done very, very well. And they own tons of land. And many of the Toronto billionaires are Italian.
Okay.
For sure. They just buy land, you know, farmers' fields 50 years ago. Now, guess what? Subdivided up the yin yang.
If you had to wager a bet, how much do you think his wife's surgery cost? Everything.
I don't even know. I don't want to go there. I know a lot of people are EGIing the crap out of her. But I just think he has lots of money and time. He has a big mouth, but he's very smart. You can't fake smart. Sorry.
Can't fake it.
You can't fake what he's doing, don't think. So
it's those people, you immediately know they're posers when they just start talking and they bloviate. You know, you have a CBO on Fakeologist. So when the CBOs start bloviating, it becomes very, very apparent that they just want to hear themselves talk.
Like he's often wrong. Like he makes wrong conclusions, but he gets the core of his message right. And he'll look at a new concept that I just hear about, and he'll make a video out of it right away and speak very clearly about it, clearly enough for you to get the gist of it. So as for will he win Toronto, well, Toronto's made up of two parts, the downtown and all the area around the downtown. Yeah. Downtown people tend to be more communist because you're living on top of each other in 90-story buildings.
Yep.
And you're trying to share the road, share the sidewalk. So it's a different mindset. I get it. But then there's a surrounding area, which is just traditional suburb. Those are a different group of people. We have less money because we don't live downtown.
I see.
So because now we have one big city of almost 3 million people, sometimes it looks like the suburbs sort of control the downtown people. So that's how the guy that the alleged crack guy, Rob Ford, got in. Mm-hmm. The suburbs voted him in and the downtown people hated him. You see, right. So because he runs everybody. So if Chris guy could possibly get in again the same way like the suburbs guy vote him in.
I wouldn't bet against him. I mean, I know not what I speaketh, but just with his zeal and passion and intelligence, you know, if it could be done, I think he'll figure out how to do it. Now, whether or not these people who select versus elect would even play footsie with him, that's to be seen. I mean, maybe they just won't let him get to first base. Probably not.
Yeah, and he does have a Telegram channel, of which I can't get in to the chat. He's blocked me, or someone blocked me. He claimed it was a Telegram problem, but that's okay. But he is definitely anti-establishment on the surface, and most people will do their damnedest to ignore him. That's the only chance they have, is to ignore him.
Right.
Because they will never, ever be able to meet his issues.
No.
Mm-mm. And from what a famous crime minister of Canada, who lasted about 2 weeks as prime minister, said, an election campaign is no time to talk about the issues.
Wow.
So that's what she said. And she actually was telling the truth.
Yeah.
You just sell sizzle and don't talk about the steak.
Right.
And so Chris, he has all the issues, but the sizzle of him is—he's obnoxious to most Canadians.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Can you see
today
this?
Yeah. It's March 28, 2023, and after an almost 2-year struggle, having my name dragged through the mud, called an attempted murderer of police, attempted murderer of
the video isn't working.
You're not seeing that?
Had my day.
Uh-uh.
Okay. What were you hearing?
You were hearing the video, but it was just stuck.
Oh, right. I think if I played it and then minimize it like this, then you can see it.
It's annoying. Don't even play it.
All right. Well, basically, he went to court and got cleared. Okay.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Man, okay, but, so there's your Chris Sky update. Next topic?
Next topic. When is the Epic Pay Wallet going to work? Oh, glad you asked.
When's the... It doesn't work?
No, when...
What happened?
The 2.0 version came out. All kinds of bugs were identified, and so they've been actively, basically rebooting the whole thing, Control-Alt-Deleting.
Again?
Yeah, but it's good. I mean, it's like...
No, it's good, but I just wanted... It got rebooted once before, right?
No, it's the same reboot. It's just that that they're not coming out with the 2.0 version until all the bugs have been beat up and fixed, right?
Okay, because I sent somebody a dollar, and it says it's still sending, but he said he got it. It says, yeah. Is that what we're talking about? Is that the issue?
There's a lot of issues with it, but it's going to end up being amazing.
Okay.
But the timeline still is May 1st.
Okay.
But on Friday at noon Eastern, I'm going to have Sky King on, and he's going to give the real update. So that's why I put it out there. If anybody's interested, come visit us at the Uncle Vigilante Show on YouTube. And Sky King, who is the project manager for it, is going to give us the down low. That's the other thing, man, about this project. Show me another project that gives as much mini transparent updates.
No, there are none. I mean, that's what this puzzle and a wuzzlement. Why isn't there, for instance, a decent Bitcoin wallet or one that, I mean, there's just,
right.
There's so much, and they've been out forever. So
it's hard. And because it's,
it says sent now. I went through. So I just updated my wallet. So it says sent.
True
now.
Volunteer network to be able to do anything in this pay to play world requires what? Pay.
Big bucks.
So how do you get pay? You raise pay. And guess what? You know, most people in these communities have short arms and deep pockets. So really the amount, like we've raised, gosh, almost a couple $100,000 over the last couple of months. And that just astonishes me, you know?
Right. And I donated to that.
Good.
Well, I'm on a list somewhere. Hopefully not a no-fly list for that. But, you know, I'm on a list. So I did donate some Monero.
Good. Perfect. Perfect. Couldn't have been better timed.
So that money is for getting onto certain exchanges, so it's just easier to flip into Epic. Is that right? To buy Epic?
Say again? I'm sorry?
That money is to get access to exchanges that charge money to get...
CoinStore, which is rapidly increasing in the ranks as prominent. I think they are now worldwide. They've broken into the top 30 as far as exchanges, and really a great, great group of people. They've been fantastic to work with. And man, we are just going to basically with them, we get Southern Asia and all of India exposure. And there's lots of crypto holders in those areas, way more than the U.S., believe it or not.
Okay.
And
I believe it. Well, they're more advanced in Asia when it comes to technology. For instance, they are using WeChat to buy and sell, which is an app. Is it?
It's crazy.
So they're already okay with that idea.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And then change now. Which is why we need Epic Pay to be seamless and kick ass. But change now, talk about a game changer. That Monero that you had, or if somebody has BTC, you could just download the Epic Pay wallet. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be 80 different assets in the Epic Pay wallet that you can just swap for Epic Cash.
So it's going to be fast and easy. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
It's going to change the world. That's when we just turbocharge past $10. And that's not too far away. We're talking about maybe 6 to 8 weeks.
Whoa. So
for those of us, for those of you who are paying attention, that is a force multiplier. These two that are coming up, CoinStore getting listed there in May, and then ChangeNow being integrated to where you'll have, you know, within the Epic Pay wallet right now, it just says send, receive, but it'll say send, receive, buy, sell, or swap. So it will be the best wallet. I mean, you see the wallet just from a UI standpoint. It's already.
No, it's nice. It's simple. It's clean. You don't listen. My mother-in-law has a remote for a TV. It has 100 buttons on it.
I know.
Okay. And even I can't figure out how to turn the TV on. So we went and bought her a remote with 4 buttons.
Yep.
And she still can't turn the TV on all the time. That's funny. We still have to go over, you know, sometimes she unplugs the TV. She does crazy things. But the point is, you got to keep it pretty simple for everybody so they can press the button, send me the money, give me the money. That's pretty much all you need, right? Send, give.
Yeah. That's send, receive.
Yeah. Make it simple, stupid.
Diego, who created the cake wallet for Monero, and he's the one who's creating Epic Pay wallet, and he is such a minimalist. You know,
can the community pay these guys to do that? Because certain things should be paid to develop. Is that a good question?
Yeah. So, look, there's fundraising initiatives all the time. That there are different people who there are, you know, the entire ecosystem. So there are things that we're building out that require funds that does not threaten Epic Cash being a security, because it's not Epic Cash. It is the next rails within Epic Cash. But that allows us to be able to speak to investors, private equity folks, for capital that ultimately then can go towards building out those, you know, the subway system, if you will. So we have raised some money that goes towards paying CypherStack, which is Diego's company, to be able to build the wallet.
That's Diego, not Tiago.
Diego, that's right.
Okay,
that's
so right. He has a company. So Epic is paying him to develop it.
Epic is not. It is Freeman Express. So it's look, if there's anything in this world Max is brilliant at, it's defensive design. And we are airtight as far as that. So, but yeah, people don't do this just for, you know, for thrills. They're real dev talent that, you know,
well, something as important as a wallet should be paid for. Obviously,
yeah,
you don't want volunteers slapping it together.
Yeah.
It's kind of important, kind of central to the whole success.
Yeah. So there's so many aspects of this, everything Epic, et cetera, right?
Okay, that's good.
That people just don't know. It's hard to fathom. I mean, Lord knows I've spent 2 years trying to figure it all out, and I kind of get it, but there's still so many things that just go right over my head. But again, Max GPT, thankfully, he is at the helm, because he's very, very good at what he does. And talk about being able to organize chaos. No one does it better than him.
Let me talk about FakoTube for a second now, because this is the funny part I mentioned, because I had to fix something in the video with Max the other day.
Okay.
So I did it, and I tried to re-upload it, and I tried and tried and tried, and nothing was working. Mm. So I contacted the developer of FakoTube, the software guy, and I said, listen, I can't upload this. What is happening? And so I sent him the file. I said, you upload it. You try. This is crazy. And then he got back to me today, and he said the reason why he thinks it wasn't uploading it is because it had the number 69 in it, show FAK 695. And the guy who develops it is a very devout Christian, and he will not allow anyone to use the software for porn or anything immoral in his view.
Good.
So he had this list of words, including fakery, that he was filtering. So if you uploaded a video with any of these words or numbers, like 69, come on, give me a break. He would block it. But and I said, well, why didn't you give an error message? He says, I don't want to give the porn guys any ideas. I said, well, come on, man. I am a premium user of this software. I'm paying you monthly and my users are paying monthly. I can't have this, because I said to him, you might find porn immoral, but I find censorship the most immoral of all. And I said, at least give me the option of turning this damn thing off. Because I looked in my list. I had 400 videos I tried to upload over the last few years that got stuck.
Wow. And
with no explanation. You know? So I said, is that the reason why they had a few letters or words that you have on your blacklist? So he thinks, wow. I was stunned.
This is fake 69.6, Uncle V.
I know, but there's lots of 69s because we're in the 69 series for the last couple weeks, but it's just because we were uploading it manually that the filter caught it, whereas the streamer that just turns it into a video doesn't go through the filter, obviously. So wow. I just told him, listen, this is too important. You have to, because a part of the word fakery was on his list. I said, this is what my site's all about. If you're, I mean, no wonder there's 400 videos I couldn't upload, and maybe a couple of, that you tried as well. And without an error message, how the hell are we supposed to know what's going on?
That's right. That's anyway, crazy.
So that's the story, because people were actually looking, I think, in your Telegram group for the video, and I couldn't get it loaded up there because of that. So it's there now.
It is there now? Good.
It is there now. So if you want to drop it in the group, the audio was always there, but here's the thing here.
Put a thumbnail on that so people.
I know that. I'm not a thumbnail guy, so I need someone to do that. You're lucky you got someone to do that.
Yeah, you could go to my YouTube, mm-hmm. and you could just do a screenshot of, you know, I have one that has Max Freeman on it. That's if you just.
Yeah, I haven't thumbnailed any of my videos because it's just one more thing I don't have time to do. But yeah. I, you know what? I might commission
that one. You should, because
it doesn't look right. Yeah.
You know, it just looks goofy. It looks like it's still uploading.
No, you're right. So I'll send it to you. There's the link. I send it to your personal Telegram if you want to dump that in the group. But of course, it's mainly audio. There's not a whole lot of video to look at.
Yeah.
But I'll get the thumbnails going, I think, on my thing as well. So there you go.
Yeah, you should. All right.
So
I am.
Good talk.
I am sending you. I'm just going to send you after we get off of here.
What are you sending me?
I'm going to send you the thumbnail so that.
Oh, I thought you were going to fakeologist.com/donate. And do you want to test out my Epic wallet? No, this is my new QR code.
Hold on.
Would you be able to send me one yeah, Epic? Because this, that would be great.
Hold on. Just let me finish this.
Do you have any money in your Epic Pay wallet?
Okay, hold on. So, wait, this is your Epic Pay?
Yeah, that's the new QR code.
No, I can send it from my Veet, but not Epic Pay.
Why?
Huh?
You can't do Epic Pay?
Well,
I just want one.
Okay.
Don't send me a lot. I just want to see if it works, because... No, I've sent money out of it, but never to it. And this is the new QR code.
Well, raise it up because it's covered.
All right. Hold on. I'll take off the caption. So there you go. Caption gone. There you go.
Hold on.
No phone calls allowed. The show's over, so don't phone in anybody.
Let's see. Paste address.
Yeah. I just want to make sure it works, honestly. I send money out, but I never get money in. And personally...
I clicked on the QR thing.
Yeah.
And it says paste address, and it doesn't allow me to.
No. Okay.
So,
I don't need the Veet money. I just wanted to test this out, honestly.
Yeah, that I'm sure that'll be fixed in 2.0, but I couldn't get it to work.
So that's the new bug. Let me just, because I'm trying to scan it myself, and it doesn't suck it in, does it?
It doesn't suck it in.
Unless there's a problem with the QR code, but I don't know. Okay. Well, that's funny. After the show, you can just go grab the actual link if you want, if you don't mind, because you're the one of the only people I know that has an Epic Pay wallet. So if you want to grab this.
I'm not going to grab anything. I'm just going to, because why? Let's wait till 2.0 comes out.
All right. Okay.
Why hit your head up against, you know, we're not on the short bus.
What version are we on now? 1.something?
1.0. 1.02 is what we're on.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, good show. You're on with Max tomorrow, Wednesday.
Wednesday noon, and then also with Max at 7 p.m. I'm the hardest working uncle in crypto.
Oh, man, you're killing the guy.
Remember that, everybody.
Yeah, you are. Don't wear Max out, though. And then you have him on Friday as well?
Friday as well, yeah.
Wow, okay.
But we love it.
Don't kill the golden goose.
All right. Okay, man. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening in. Talk to you later.
Take care.
See you, Dave J and Dodo. Go bloviate some more. All right. Cheers.
Take care. There goes Uncle Vigilante. Thanks to everyone in the YouTube. We're going to delete the YouTube right away because we talked a little corona and COVID. But everything will be on FakeoTube, as you can see. And don't forget fakeologist.com/donate. We haven't really had any donations at all, period. So I'm going to just say thanks to all the monthly donors that have not gone away. Most of them are still going. Fakeologist.com/donate/donors. This list here is pretty accurate. Thanks all you guys. You guys are the best. I just talked to this guy, Simon, today. Fantastic guy. And he's still donating. So a lot of these monthly donors are still going. Zyleflex, Gibby, Ezza, Daniel, John, Harmon, Nick, It Appeared to Bank, Sharply, Epic Souls, Leah, Pepper, Dirty Benny, Anders, Harvest, Moon, Stratman, Waterman, Chris, Go Find the Others, Bing, Simon, Mark, Robert, Tiffany, Hanan, Lynn. Thanks to all these monthly donors. It's still coming in. You can just set up a recurring donation here at fakeologist.com/donate. And this is just on your credit card. You don't need your real name. You can just punch this through one time or monthly, and it works. So thanks, everyone. I know all podcasters are really down these days. It's not about the money, but FakeoTube does cost money to keep online. And thanks to everyone who helped support it. And if you don't have any money and just, I still want to hear that you listen to the show, I am at fakeologist.com. Send me an email. Join the Discord, fake11.com/Discord. Join my Telegram, fake11.com/Telegram. Join the blog, join the forums, join everything. They're all different, but we want you to join. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Tim Osmond's probably going to be on tomorrow. Tim Osmond of IPS. Make sure you tune in. Take care. Good night.